routine use of e-cigarettes or the act of vaping is on the rise. As of 2016, 11% of high schoolers reported using e-cigarettes in the past 30 days. And FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb has declared youth vaping use an epidemic. Yesterday, incoming Arizona State Senator Heather Carter announced she'll introduce legislation in the next session that would increase regulations on the vaping devices.
We see vape shops popping up throughout the entire valley. And due to slick hypermarketing campaigns, most students think that these products pose no risk.
With vaping on the rise, we reached out to a medical professional for his insights. Dr. Frank Lovecchio is a professor of emergency medicine at the U of A, associate medical director of Banner's Poison and Drug Information Center. He's also with the Maricopa Emergency Medicine Residency. Dr. Lovecchio, how concerned are you about teen vaping?
Much like traditional cigarettes, when you started using traditional cigarettes, we thought they were safe. Physicians actually endorsed them. There were wonderful ads that made it glamorous to actually smoke cigarettes. If you see what's happening now with e-cigarettes, you could almost mimic the ads that were happening then. People think that they're safe. Well, how do you know they're safe? If a cancer takes 20 years for it to develop, and you've only been smoking or using vaping for 2 years, how do you know it's going to happen 18 years from now? I can tell you as a medical toxicologist, as a physician, I can tell you it's not FDA regulated. One brand can contain one thing, another can contain a different concentration of something else. Of course, the common ingredient is always nicotine. The whole goal is to make you addicted to nicotine, a nicotine delivery device to make you addicted, to have the next generation of people using nicotine so people have, you know, to make money off of it, et cetera. The same way we got tricked in the 40s and 50s, et cetera, to have cigarettes. Cigarettes are safe, et cetera. Then it got us addicted. Then we realized it was bad. The same thing is happening now.
So if we're starting at that premise then, how much does it matter or not matter if teens then, I'll say graduate in quotes, to regular cigarettes?
There's never been head-to-head comparisons, but if you have to be totally, trying to be totally transparent and honest, e-cigarettes have chemicals in them that are dangerous, you know, namely things like nicotine, formaldehyde, chromium, benzene. Many of those things can cause cancer. Smoking cigarettes has about 1,000 different chemicals in it. So more likely than not, smoking is going to probably be worse for you than actually e-cigarettes. I can't say that with certainty, though, because I don't have the long-term studies. But I do know that when I speak to high school kids, et cetera, I show them what nickel cancer and chromium cancer looks like, where people have lost their noses because it seems to have a propensity towards the nasopharyngeal area. And there's not much treatment for that except to cut it off. And you show these young teens, people with prosthetic noses, et cetera, who have to, you know, suction it out every day, et cetera, it's really a game changer for them to stop. The other thing they get is this lung disease. And we're not used to people getting these super high temperatures of vape in their lungs that leads to something called popcorn lung. The lung doesn't work as well with that. It loses its elasticity, or the way it contracts and expands, et cetera. And because of that, you won't be able to breathe as well. Sure, when you're a 16-year-old kid, it'll be fine. But wait a few years, and it's going to certainly catch up to you.
How addictive are e-cigarettes? Do we know how addictive they are in comparison to regular cigarettes?
It goes without say that they're as addictive, if not more. When I inhale an e-cigarette, I usually inhale much more than I do from a traditional cigarette. Okay, and there's all challenges out there. There's YouTubers out there, for example, there's famous YouTubers, Maddie Smokes, for example, who will put three or four into his mouth. Clearly, when they do that time and time again, they become more addicted to it. You don't realize how much you're smoking or inhaling with e-cigarettes. And the reason why is because, you know, the big inhalation, just a change of 10 or 15% could raise the nicotine level much higher. Whereas a cigarette, you tend to know a little bit. I smoked the whole cigarette. You know, you have to light another one. It's a different act. Again, e-cigarettes, from what we're seeing right now, is the ultimate gateway drug to traditional cigarettes. We see that most kids who have never used cigarettes in the past, who have vaped, have gone on to use traditional cigarettes.
Other than showing teens how we've seen some of these ads when it comes to cigarette smoking and people are missing part of their face. You mentioned that chromium cancer and nickel cancer related to the nose. Other than countering that, teens saying, hey, at a number of years, your health could really be compromised, are there other ways to get teens to not do this?
documenting too, like there's been deaths from it. You know, there's been at least one gentleman last year or so that it exploded on him. Anytime you mix electricity and liquid, sometimes there's a potential for an explosion or a fire. I think if you rattle off the chemicals that are in it, another chemical that's commonly in e-cigarettes is manganese. Mm. Manganese associated with Parkinsonian-like symptoms. You also realize that we do a lot in the U.S. to prevent lead toxicity. It contains lead. It contains tin. It contains benzene. Benzene is a known carcinogen. Also, vaping, in the short term, we know causes gum disease. Mm. It causes changes in your mouth that are associated with cancer. So it's a precursor to cancer in your mouth. Now you could say, what can I show you? Well, when you have cancer of the mouth, the tongue, et cetera, usually those things are cut out. And if you do get radiation, there's marked changes to your face, which to young people is very dramatic when you show them people with parts of their tongue missing, parts of their lip missing.
And that's Dr. Frank LaVecchio.